Blog Talk Radio.
right, all right. Hallelujah, 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 everybody. Hello, everybody. High glory to God. We bless and praise God on this day, on this Sunday morning. Amen. Resurrected Sunday. Amen. It's Resurrection Day, y'all. Amen. Happy Easter. Happy Easter to everybody this morning. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I just thank the Lord on this day for you, and I thank God for allowing me to come into your homes. Amen. Praise God. Wherever you may be, praise God. I thank and praise God on this Sunday morning, y'all. Amen. Come on and give God some praises on this morning. Come on and thank God for Jesus this day. Amen. Hallelujah. This was a holy week. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God, amen, for the holy week on this week, the celebration of Passover, the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And today, y'all. Amen. Praise God. It's such a glorious day. Amen. Because this is the day that we celebrate his resurrection. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, I want to pray. Praise God. I want to pray. Amen. For you, and ask God to have his way on today and have his way in your life and have his way, amen, in your health, whatever it may be. Amen. We're going to believe and we're going to trust God. Today is Resurrection Day. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Welcome, first of all, to Mount Carmel International Ministry this morning, MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are on our Sunday morning service. Amen. Thank you. Glory to God for the man of God. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Matthew McNeil. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Praise God. The love of my life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God for him. Amen. To even allow this radio station to come forward. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for the man of God. Amen. And I'm here. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Praise God. Y'all know how I say it, y'all. No other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name, O God. Lord, we come, we ask for your anointing, God, even now, Father God, to break the yokes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Break yokes on today, God, through the teaching and the preaching, God, and the inspiration of your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you will bless each and every individual, Lord God, hallelujah, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the word will penetrate the hearts of your people, God, starting with myself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I open up the airways, oh God, today, God, we pray against everything, God, that's not like you in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every demonic force, God, we come against everything that's not of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that the anointing of God will sit upon me today, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, everyone that's out there, Lord God, encourage them, God. Let them know, Father God, that today is Resurrection Day, God, and we shall celebrate you. Take our minds off everything that's bothering us, Lord, and put our minds on you, because you said, Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking over on this day, Father God, of this, yes, Holy Spirit. Now, God, I'm asking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, move by your mighty power, God. And we say thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Today I want to start us off. Amen. Hallelujah. We know this is the day of resurrection. So this is the day, amen, hallelujah, that he has risen. Amen. That we celebrate the time of arise. Amen. Praise God. So today I want to take us to Mark the 16th chapter. And I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm going to go to the 14th verse. And I'm going to try to get all that God has put in my spirit to give you on today. Amen. Praise God. So Mark the 16th chapter, amen, starting at verse number 1. The Bible says, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the time of rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. It was heavy, y'all. Come on, somebody. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were frightened. And he said unto them, be not afraid. Be not frightened. Hallelujah. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place, hallelujah, where he laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter. Come on, somebody. That's another sermon right there. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. And he said unto you, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And she went and told them that he had been with him. And as they mourned and wept, and they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Come on, somebody. After that, he appeared to another unto 2 of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, the remainder of the people. Neither believed them. They didn't believe them. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at dinner. They sat at the table and upbraided them with their unbelief. He rebuked them at their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Today I want to talk to, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We know that everybody, amen, is preaching and teaching and celebrating the life of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, amen, praise God. But it's an Easter Sunday, amen, praise God. And we bless God on the Sunday, amen, glory to God, because we see Sunday was so good because Saturday had been so bad, amen, praise God, because we realize, amen, that Jesus on the cross, praise God, hallelujah, and everybody thought that he was dead, amen, praise God. That was on the Saturday, amen, but the enemies of Christ were confident that they had put an end to this movement. Come on, somebody. They was confident that they had. Now, I'm going to talk about the movement of God, amen. His work was now a total failure. They thought, amen, that he was gone. On Saturday, Christ was in the grave. His life was over. His tongue had been silenced, and the miracles was finished. That's what they thought. On that Saturday, the only recorded activity was by the Pharisees, the enemy of Christ. Amen. Praise God. How many know that you have always around you the enemy of the cross? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. hallelujah. They were no longer concerned with Jesus, but about the disciples, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Where now, in the Bible says in chapter, amen, 27 of Matthew, as we read, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, verse number 62, the next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees, amen, hallelujah, went to Pilate, saying, sir, they said, we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver, they call him a deceiver, and that's why I sometimes I think about it, praise God, and how we get so offended, amen, praise God, when somebody speak ill of us, amen, but they even them, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, they call him a deceiver. After 3 days, he said, I will rise again, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So they thought that he was a deceiver. Come on, somebody, but he is Jesus all by himself. So they give the order, amen, for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he had been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first, they thought, praise God. But little did they know, their only concern was those pesky, amen, disciples. The one, praise God, that they thought, amen, because Jesus was gone, amen. Now, what about the disciples? They were concerned that they might steal their body, amen. Only they was concerned about that, praise God, hallelujah. His body, they was talking about that body. We got to do something because they might steal his body. But no concern was necessary because, you see, the disciples was in meltdown mode. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in meltdown mode? Praise God. Hallelujah. When things didn't turn out the way that you thought they would turn out. Praise God. And I could imagine the disciples. Amen. Praise God. They was all in a meltdown mode at this time. Praise God. What happened? Amen. To our leader. We vacated the premises. We left them behind. Praise God. Hallelujah. But little did they know this was already written in the Bible, amen. It was already written before them, amen, praise God. So they having a meltdown. They had scattered and were hiding in every available section of Jerusalem for the fear of the cross, which may have been, amen, hallelujah, may have their names on it. They were scared, amen, praise God. Saturday had no courage. Somebody say Saturday had no courage, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But God has a message for you today, a message for me, praise God, hallelujah. Saturday had no courage. It had no hope. Praise God. None of the disciples was thinking, so what are you going to say when you see Jesus tomorrow? Nobody thought about that, or praise God, hallelujah, or I wonder what Jesus is going to look like tomorrow. They wasn't thinking like that, praise God. No one was thinking they would see Jesus on Sunday. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. They thought it was over, praise God. But see, sometimes even in us, praise God, we forget the word that God has already given us, and we have to stand on the word of the Lord. The word is going to be your foundation. The word is going to encourage you. The word is going to deliver you. The word is going to heal you. The word is going to manifest the glory of God in your life. Amen. Praise God. Nobody. They was having a meltdown. So Saturday was an utter despair. You would think someone would remember one of the many times Jesus promised, come on somebody, he will come back on the third day, amen, the statement like the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men and they will kill him, and after he be killed, amen, he will rise again on the third day, praise God. That's in Mark 9, 30, verse number 31, amen. They forgot, amen, the word, amen, that was spoken, amen. Wouldn't you think someone would have remembered this and to do the math, amen? Let's see, come on, somebody. He was killed yesterday, come on a Friday. Today, amen, hallelujah, on that Saturday, amen, praise God. Tomorrow, amen, well, today will be that Sunday. Okay, the first, the second, and the third day, you know,
everybody. I think we ought to get up early tomorrow, praise God. That should be their words that they thinking, that we should get up early tomorrow. But they forgot because they went through a time of a meltdown, praise God. But nobody connect the dots. Saturday was no hope, no courage. Amen, praise God. And on Sunday, they will come to embalm him, praise God, not to talk to him, amen, praise God. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, amen, praise God, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, who will roll away the stone, amen, who gonna roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb? That sure doesn't seem like Easter parade, do it, praise God, hallelujah, does it, amen, praise God, hallelujah. There's no victory in the face of the heart of the followers of Jesus, amen. It may have been Sunday morning, but they were stuck in hopelessness of Saturday. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Anybody have ever felt like, amen, praise God, this Saturday, I'm going to call it your Saturday. Did you ever feel like your world is stuck on Saturday? Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you ever feel that you just can't find anything good? Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Every day is a rainy day. The sky is gray. Have you ever been around people like that? Praise God. There are no silver linings, and the story always has an unhappy ending. Have you ever been somebody around? Yes, Holy Ghost. Have you ever been around somebody like that? Praise God. There's just no more courage, no hope, no reason to be positive. Ever feel like your world is stuck on Saturday? And when you put your hope in something or in someone, amen, praise God, either they'll let you down or worse of all, they die. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And death seems like the ultimate insult, amen, praise God. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, I'm going somewhere today, praise God. I mean, you don't do the best, amen. You got to do the best you can and pay your dues to the world. Have you ever felt like, praise God, I'm trying to do my best. I try to pay my dues to the world, amen, praise God. Do you do your best to make difference, amen, praise God, to make a difference in somebody else's life? Or do you try to do what is right? Yes, Holy Spirit, you try to stay healthy. You try to eat right, exercise, follow the rules. I believe if you don't have an answer to the grave, amen, then you're stuck on Saturday for your whole life. Don't get stuck on your Saturday, amen, praise God. Jesus didn't get stuck on his Saturday, amen. I mean, you have your moment. Somebody say, I have my moment. But if you don't have an answer for the grave, let me tell you, you're stuck on Saturday, and that's why you love Easter, amen, because why? It is resurrection day, because every single person, Easter gives us a promise. Death is not a dead end, but it's simply an exit ramp from life to the best life. Amen. Praise God. Who's not ready? Amen. We have to be ready at all times. Amen. We have to set our houses in order. Praise God. But Jesus moves us. Yes, Holy Spirit. He moves us, oh, glory to God, out of our Saturday mentality into a Sunday state of mind where, come on, somebody, he will take us from a Saturday where death has been defeated, amen, in life, and to Sunday where life has death, amen, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, he moves us from the last days of death into the first day of life. You are living a life, amen, that's pleasing to God. I speak it over your life right now. I speak life in everybody today. I speak resurrection into your life today. Resurrection, come on, somebody. And all of Easter's story tells us, one great story is the one about Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, in John 20:11, we read, now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been. One at the head and the other one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She said, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." Let us pause just for a moment. Mary Magdalene buried more than a friend that weekend. She buried the only person who ever helped her. Oh, come on, somebody. Is Jesus your helper today? My God, I give you glory. You don't know a lot about her, and some people make wild speculations about her. But look at this one sentence. Let's look at Mark 16 and 9, verse 9. "Now when Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons." Let me just say, I'm glad to say this, praise God. We know that this day is a resurrected day. And we know that, praise God, God can do anything but fail. We still have family that we believe in God to heal. Come on, somebody. We believe in God to deliver. We are believing God to bring them out of the dark into the marvelous light. Come on, somebody. If he did it for Mary Magdalene, he cast seven demons out of her. The Bible says, amen, glory to God. And as so Mary was completely afflicted, we don't know why and what happened to Mary Magdalene. We don't know what afflicted her. It might have been some type of dependency or a depression. Amen, praise God. But we know that it's written in the Bible because Jesus made sure it was written in the Bible. But she was completely afflicted. People avoided her. We tend to avoid people like that. We don't. Come on, somebody. Don't we? Come on. But Jesus didn't. He not only befriended her, he delivered her. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh on the inside. And when she came to the tomb, she found that the body was gone. Come on, somebody. And that the stone was rolled away. It never occurred to her that Jesus was simply following through on what he said he would do. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me today. Glory to God. And she missed the miracle. Sometimes we can be around Jesus, talk to Jesus every day through the Bible, pray and praise God. But we miss the miracle. Don't miss the miracle, somebody. Somebody say, shout, don't miss the miracle. Don't miss the miracle. My God, I give you glory. She was around it, but she missed it, y'all. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. She missed it. She missed it. She missed the miracle. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God, amen, hallelujah, that God is with us, and he's more with us than anything else. Praise God. Hallelujah. She obviously saw the two angels, but she didn't realize they were angels, and she missed them. And that's how sometimes, praise God, God will send an angel to us, but we missed it. Amen. Even with a word of encouragement, we missed God sending an angel to us to speak life into us. We missed God because when we don't have nothing on the table, amen, and God sends somebody, we miss it. You know, yesterday, praise God, I was sitting here, praise God, hallelujah. And anybody that knows me, praise God, God has put me in a ministry, and he told me, "You are not to work nowhere, praise God. You are to study my word. You are come before me. Bless my people." And so every single day, I trusted God for my sustenance, amen. I trusted God because it was about a kingdom work, amen. Some people are sent to the marketplace, but God sent me to the kingdom for right now, praise God, hallelujah. So I'm sitting, and I just realized, amen, that my cash app, amen, did a ding, and somebody sent me a blessing. Said, not knowing that I had just prayed and asked God a question, and God delivered. Now, that's what I'm saying. Don't miss your miracle. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, somebody, when they bless you, that's a miracle because that's God touching their heart. It's not them giving you what you think that you should have. It is God touching their heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God opened the door, praise God, it is God that touched the heart of man.
there. Don't give man that much glory, amen. First, do honor God first, amen, praise God. And God will bless the rest of the day. Yes, he's going to bless them, praise God, but he was the one, praise God, to use them to be a blessing to you. Don't miss the miracle. Tell somebody, don't miss your miracle. Don't miss your miracle. Don't miss your miracle. Hallelujah. She missed it, y'all. She missed a miracle. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, she missed the miracle. And I thank God, amen, because God is good, amen, praise God. There are times in our lives when despair is so deep and sadness is so thick and the walls are so high that we feel we just can't get out. Come on, somebody, but God has an answer. He tears down walls, amen. There are times, amen, tough times which we feel like the world is closing in on us. We feel if anything bad is, you know, sometimes we feel if anything bad is going to happen, it's going to happen to me. That is a woe is me syndrome, praise God, hallelujah. You know, praise God, we got to start speaking positive things over our life. It's saying I'm lucky, and glory to God, the only luck I have is bad luck. That's a lie from the pit of hell, amen, praise God, because God says, amen, I will bless you, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't say that, amen. You shout from the rooftop, I am blessed, and no matter what somebody else speaks over your life, you got to turn that thing around, praise God, and you got to start speaking life over yourself, and God could send a miracle after miracle and blessings after blessings, and we're told to count our blessings, and it just doesn't work sometimes, praise God, and we wonder what does Jesus do, amen, glory to God, during those times, and glory to God, amen, praise God, at this time. When all that is said, she turns around and saw Jesus standing there. But she didn't realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, woman, why are you crying? Do you see what Jesus, why are you crying? He didn't give up on Mary. Most of us, come on somebody, hallelujah, would have. We think, look, there's an angel sitting there talking to you. The tomb is empty. Come on, somebody. Come on, Mary. Come on. Get the message today. But Jesus didn't. The empty tomb and the angels didn't open her eyes. So Jesus took the matters into his own hands, and he came and spoke to her. He didn't tell her to get herself together. He didn't tell her to buckle up. He spoke to her in tenderness. Mary, why are you crying on this Easter morning? So I'm here to ask you a question today. Why are you cast down this morning? Why are you holding on to troubles? Why are you, praise God, glory to God, holding on to things, praise God, that you should have gave to Jesus? Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Jesus want to talk to us this morning. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying, praise God, that we don't have a moment. But let me tell you something. We got to get up out of our sackcloth clothes, and we got to put on our Sunday Easter best. I know you can't go to church today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know that many of you are live streaming. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, praise God, put on your Sunday best. Put on your prayer. Come on, somebody. Come on, glory to God. Put a smile on your face, because the day is Resurrection Day, and we already found out that it already passed over. So I'm here today to tell you, amen, gird yourself up, praise God, Hamashanda, because God has been good to you. Today is Resurrected Day. So God, I bless you that we are free from depression. We are free from loneliness. We are free, now come on somebody, from stagnation. We are free from sickness. We are free from sin, because why? Today is Resurrection Day. We are free, we are free, we are free, and I pronounce to you, you are debt free in the name of Jesus. I speak it over everyone, including myself, that we are debt free
free, amen, praise God. I pray today that you are free from addiction. I pray today, praise God, that God will bless each and every one of you. Praise God, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah, glory to God, because there's a day, amen, that is set aside to praise the King. And I'm here to tell you, glory to God, God can do everything, amen, that our heart could imagine, praise God. He is God all by himself, and he don't need our help. Come on, somebody say, give God the glory. Give God the glory, amen, praise God, because he is God all by himself. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, that he don't need our help. Thank God, amen, praise God, that he's God all by himself. Thank God, amen, hallelujah, because God is doing miraculous miracles in our lives. Thank God, amen, for the goodness of what's going to happen in our life. Thank God, amen, praise God, because God, hallelujah, glory to God, is going to bring us, and he's going to bring us to the place that he wants us to be in, praise God. With that being said, amen, now behold the Lamb. Don't go nowhere, praise God, hallelujah, because God still has some blessings for you. I speak it, I speak it, I speak it in the atmosphere. I speak it in your home. I speak it in the name of Jesus, that we are free, free, free.
Everybody, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Hallelujah. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to bring some announcements to you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome. And just letting you know, praise God, that we appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your love. We appreciate your support. Amen. Hallelujah. And this time, join us on Monday night at 6 p.m. at Your Fix at 6. Amen. With no other than the one and only, amen, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Glory to God. Where love is flowing. Amen. Glory to God. And he is really keeping it real, keeping it real, keeping it real. And don't forget, amen, Hour of Power and Praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I will be on the air, amen, Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. Be prompt. Don't forget, amen, to set your clock. Thanking God, amen, for you, you, and you. And we just added another one, y'all. Friday night, Fresh Fire Friday. Come on, hallelujah, at 7 p.m. Praise and worship, amen, and inspiration, amen. Different artists, is just we're just going to keep playing some music, keep on believing God, keep on trusting God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be such an uplifting. And don't forget, amen, on Sunday morning, because right now, y'all, we cannot go to the church house, but we can bring the church to you at Mount Carmel International Church, amen, 9 a.m. on Sunday service, amen. And I don't know, y'all, but it might be a surprise to you. But what's going to happen is, amen, I can come forward, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil or Pastor Matthew McNeil. He will be coming forward, either or, but we will be there, and we're going to bring the church to you. And if you'd like to be a blessed amen to MCI Ministry Radio, you may do so with your support to the kingdom of God. Amen. We do have a Cash App, praise God, and it's $ Anointed, meaning A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. I'm going to say it again, y'all. Come on now. because we want to be able, amen, to bless the kingdom of God. It is $ANOINTED 222, amen. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church, praise God, hallelujah. And if you need some information from us, praise God, you may do so, amen, at 302-883-9799. And you know what? I want everyone to be blessed. Know that God loves you, God hears you, God believe in, yes, Holy Spirit. God loves you, y'all. Amen. Praise God. So be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. This is MCI Ministry Radio, and we love you, and we love you, and thank you so much for being here with us on today. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let us get back into the word, y'all. I hope y'all been blessed so far. Praise God. Hallelujah. But new life, new life, new life, new life. Somebody shout, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. It's new life, y'all. Amen. Because today is Resurrected Sunday. We're going to resurrect in the newness of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The Bible. Come on. I'm going to go back to the word. He came to her like a gentle shepherd. Why would Jesus do this? I tell you why. Come on, somebody. Because he is Jesus, and Jesus does that. He even is patient. He's caring. Come on, somebody. He is the heart of God. My God, I praise God. Amen. He's the heart of God. He is so patient with you. He's so patient with me. The Bible says, amen, praise God. Prophet Micah asked this question about God. Where is another God like you? Come on, somebody, who pardons the sin of survivors among his people. You cannot stay angry, come on somebody, with your people forever, praise God, because you delight in showing mercy. How many know that he is a merciful God? Once again, you will have compassion on us. This is what Micah said, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Once again, Jesus will have compassion on you. I know there's a people here this morning, praise God, you are passing through seasons. Come on somebody, seasons of life in which there is great sadness. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. You may be in a valley. Praise God. You may be slumped over. You might be really in a hard place, but maybe it's the economy. Praise God. Maybe it's the family issues. Praise God. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your job. Come on, somebody. Maybe it's just a problem on top of another problem. But come on, somebody. Glory to God. God is real. And at the same point, when we hit the valley, come on somebody, when we hit the valley, we tend to think God must really be mad at us. I don't know about you, but I did one time. Praise God. God, are you mad at me? Praise God, for what's going on in my life. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We start to feel bad about feeling bad. We think, if we really had it together, I'll get out of this thing. I am tired of feeling bad. And if I'm tired of feeling bad, then God must really be tired of me feeling bad. He probably just mad at me, praise God. We all got the stories, praise God, hallelujah. Like this one in the Bible, let us know, amen, that it's not the case, amen, praise God. It reminds us that God is patient. He's long-suffering with his children. He's more patient with you than you are with him, praise God, hallelujah. He comes, amen. He brings you, amen. The message today on a Saturday has come. It's here today. Come on, somebody. Today. Saturdays are always followed by Sunday. Am I wrong? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not your Saturday. Praise God. It is your Sunday. Hallelujah. What was yesterday? Praise God. Hallelujah. Look what happened. Saturday are always followed by Sundays, or we will read in Psalms 30:5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So be patient. Amen. God is patient. Be patient with yourself. Eventually that season passes. Amen. It's going to be your Sunday. When Saturday comes, do what Mary did. Notice the word to the angels. Amen. They took, amen, they have taken my Lord away. She kept calling Jesus her Lord. It's times, amen. In tough times, Jesus remained her Lord. Anybody can call Jesus Lord on a good day, but when, come on somebody, but when we are moving through our strategy of life, amen, it's not as easy to call Jesus Lord when things are going not our way, praise God, hallelujah, but when we when we continue to call Jesus Lord on our Saturday, oh God, good, how good it is, amen, praise God, when our Sunday come, because what do you say, we even may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, and that joy, I always say, hello sunshine, Lord, beam the light on me today, praise God, when I'm going through something, Lord, teach me what I'm going through, praise God, teach me, give me revelation of why I'm going through this, Lord, as I need to go back over this thing again, did I not pass my test again, but sometimes, amen, God has to put us back through the ringer, amen, to ring us out, amen, to clean us up again, amen, praise God, to show us that he is God, come on somebody, the ringer has to ring, you know the old God is showing me an old washing machine that we used to have back in the day, praise God, hallelujah, and they took those big old tubs and they had the ringer, amen, y'all know that thing that you put your clothes through, praise God, to ring out the water, amen, praise God, hallelujah, sometimes, praise God, God will wash us and wash us and wash us, and then he'll put us through that thing, amen, amen, praise God, that roller, amen, to ring out everything that's not pleasing to him sometimes, amen, so while you're being washed, don't get frustrated, amen, while you're in that place, don't get frustrated, thinking he was, amen, a gardener, come on, praise God, that sometimes, amen, in our lives, we got to know who Jesus is, amen, somebody say, think on those things which are good and pleasant, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So here, thinking he was the gardener, she said, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and we'll get him. Listen, her devotion to Jesus, did you catch what she said? I don't think Mary could have done this. She was so devoted to Jesus that she wanted to get his body and bring it back, praise God. But also note, she still didn't get the point of what was happening on the third day, praise God. Ha, my son. And Jesus was so touched by her devotion, Jesus said unto her, Mary, Mary, come on. She turned towards him and cried out in Arabic, amen, Rabboni, Rabboni, meaning teacher, praise God. She heard Jesus call her name. She knew who he was, amen. Sometimes, praise God, someday, amen, we will hear Jesus call our name. And someday in heaven, when he hears, we hear our name, praise God, hallelujah, when he calls us, amen, praise God. All the pain on earth, amen, glory to God will be well worth it. But today we are talking about the resurrected God. We are talking, amen, praise God, ha, my shanda, that he is God all by himself. And one thing Paul said, amen, praise God, hallelujah, in Philippians 3:10, he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Praise God, ha, my shanda. So today, praise God, you got to get to know who he is. He is a barrier breaker. He is the one, amen, praise God, that can break the yokes of the enemy. He is the one, praise, that can stand up in you. He is the one, amen, that the Holy Ghost come upon you. You shall receive power. And praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, amen, praise God. I'm going to wind it up, praise God. When they got to the tomb, praise God, and he stood there, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. But the one thing I want you to know, praise God, that he got up on the third day with all power in his hands. My God, I give him glory. He is the one, amen, praise God, that conquered death for us, praise God, that went through what we had to go through, praise God, that he'll know that we can handle it, praise God. He is the one, he said, is expedient. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, that I go to my Father. When I go to my Father, glory to God, I will send back the promise. I will send back the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, glory to God. He said, it's expedient that I go. It's important that I go to my Father, that I can send a blessing back to my people. We have the Holy Spirit with us today. We can ask what we need, praise God, in this time of disunderable, in the time of trouble. He is the one, amen, that conquered death just for me, you, and you. Glory to God in everything that was nailed to the cross, for us, praise God. How many know, praise God, addiction was nailed to the cross. Debt was nailed to the cross. Sickness was was nailed to the cross. Your sins was nailed to the cross. Glory to God, glory to God. The loneliness was nailed to the cross. Depression was nailed to the cross. Come on, somebody. God is getting ready. Glory to God, glory to God. He's getting ready to bring us out of our caves, out of our hiding places. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because the Bible lets me know, praise God, that when he died to death on the cross, they put him in a cave. Praise God. Hallelujah. The angels were sitting there. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, praise God, that God is getting ready to roll back the stone for you, you and you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody shout, I'm getting ready to come out of my hiding place. I am getting ready to be resurrected in the things of God. I'm coming forth like I never came forth before. And every devil in my way, glory to God. Because God, you told me that you would give the angels charge over me. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. You told me, God, yes, God, that when I pay my tithes and my offerings, that you rebuke the devourer for my sake. God, you told me, glory to God, glory to God, that I am blessed coming in. I am blessed coming out. Somebody shout, I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed coming out. Glory to God, glory to God. God made us a promise, y'all, and it's not over till God say it's over. It is not over till God say it's over. It's not over till God say it's over, y'all. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, I'm here to pray that I will shine, to give you more fire. Glory to God, glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, to build you up even the more, saith the Lord. I am here, praise God, glory to God, to come to bless you today. I hear the Lord, y'all. Y'all ain't talking to me today. Glory to God, glory to God. I am coming, praise God, to build you up, to lift you up, praise God, and bring you out of the slumps. Today is resurrection day, and I'm going to resurrect everything in your life, saith the Lord thy God. My God, I give you glory. Somebody shout right there. Come on, come on, come on, come on. He's going to roll back that stone for you today. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God, glory to God. Where people thought that you was dead in the cave. But Mary Magdalene came to the cave, and she found, praise God, that no one was laying there. Glory to God. He's been already resurrected. And I'm here to tell you, praise God, many, praise God, glory to God, even the Pharisees, they said, wait a minute, hold up. Go roll the stone on the cave, make sure it's sealed tight. But I'm telling you, glory to God, glory to God, no matter what the enemy try to seal, God gonna let you loose in this hour, saith the Lord thy God. Somebody say, I'm coming forth with more anointing. I'm coming forth with more power. I'm coming forth with more authority, saith the Lord thy God. I'm coming forth. Sickness ain't gonna hold me no more. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah, glory to God. I'm talking to somebody today. You might be ill today, but it's not over, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we bless our God today for resurrection day. Today is resurrection day. I speak it in the name of Jesus over you. Resurrect. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare it today. We declare it. We declare it. We declare it. Come on, tell my send down your power, God. Send down your anointing, God. Send it down, send it down, send it down, God. Send your power down, Lord Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray that y'all been blessed today, because I'm telling you, I done preached myself happy today. Hallelujah. I know sometimes, amen, praise God, the enemy feel like you feel like the enemy done won the battle. But listen, he has not won the battle. Glory to God. He has not won the battle. God has the last say so over your life. And I'm telling you today, glory to God, there shall be a resurrection. That is your day today, glory to God. That is your word today. There shall be a resurrection. Still I rise. Come on, somebody. Tell the world, hello, world. Here I come. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, because God is the blesser. Remember, he is the creator. Come on, somebody. Give God the glory. Come on, give God the glory. Come on, give God the glory. Come on and give God the glory, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray out, y'all. Hallelujah. And don't forget, y'all, I got a song for y'all at the end of the day. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us at MCI Ministry Radio, everybody. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone, amen, that have shared the broadcast. Amen. I have a young man, praise God, and he's in
Ghana. His name is Prophet Solomon in Ghana, and he's been sharing our word across the nation. God is blessing. Remember, I prayed that prayer, amen, praise God, that God will send the word into places that me and my husband feet has never touched, and God is doing it. So thank you, Prophet Solomon from Ghana, amen, praise God, hallelujah. They are so blessed over there, amen, because we do study to show ourselves approved unto God. Somebody hear me now. To God, a workman need not be ashamed, but we try to rightly divide the word of truth. And to all the ones, amen, that share the word, everyone that have sown seed into the ministry, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for that. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. I'm not going to mention no name because y'all don't want me to tell who sowed seed, but I thank God for you, amen, because you believe in the anointing in the man and woman of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have said and done on this show today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray, God, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a supernatural glory, God, to overtake them, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for manifestation of your power, God, to resurrect, God, everything that's dead in their lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, yes, Holy Spirit, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that if that's dead, that seems dead in their lives, God, I pray, God, that you are resurrected on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless your people all around the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray a supernatural, God, a manifestation for them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know this is trying times, Father God, but even in the trying times, God, you bring forth your glory. So I speak to the four corners of the world today, God, the north, south, east, and west, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, that the wind of change will blow in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, that they no longer be depressed, oppressed, and depressed, God. But God, that you will give themselves a joy on the inside that they would never felt before in their lives, God. Lift their heads up today, God. Bless them in abundance, Lord God. God, you said in your word, God, that you will make us the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath, God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be blessed, everybody. Don't forget, amen, on Monday night. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. Y'all fix at 6. Amen. God bless you all. Don't forget, I got a song for y'all. God bless you.
heaven come down. God, come down. Let your glory. Help me walk on my sister's home as well.